Our scripture today is found in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. Someone had asked for this particular scripture to be preached upon. This is considered to be known as the love chapter. Or I don't know, I didn't say that quite romantic enough. I don't know, I'm not the most romantic person. Before we get into the reading, though, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word and for your love for each of us. We ask you, Lord, that your mercy and grace be shown to us this day to open up our hearts, our minds, our ears, to receive what it is that you have for us, that we may be challenged and encouraged as you see fit. May it be you that we see and you alone. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, First Corinthians chapter 13. Now I'm actually going to start on 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, and read on to 14:1a. So hear now God's word. But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I'm nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. Pursue love and strive for the spiritual gifts. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So our sermon today will ask the question, which part of the body of Christ does love reside? So this particular scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, is amongst the most classic of the verses you find in the Bible. Many people know 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, if you ask someone randomly, what scripture in the Bible talks about love? People may not know that. And if you say, what does 1 Corinthians chapter 13 speak about? They might not know that either. But if you say things like, have you ever heard this said? Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful. That people recognize. Or they recognize love never ends. This is well known. In fact, one of the most popular times that you hear this, this scripture read is during weddings. Many brides and grooms like to have this read at their wedding because marriage seems to be about love, and love is spoken about a lot. And this is such an elegant and poetic chapter that speaks of about love. On occasion, I'll get a groom who wants to hear the scripture about the wife submitting to the man. I get this request a whole lot more often. But as I was preparing for this, I saw that 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Well, I guess to get into that, when we think about 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, we take it as a whole, just as its own self. 1 Corinthians 13, wonderfully poetic about love. Take it out of its context. But it becomes really, really beautiful when you keep it within its context. Becomes very challenging in that way and quite wonderful. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, but strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is about the body of Christ and spiritual gifts. It talks about how the body of Christ, and we talk about the body of Christ a lot. It's a very important aspect for me personally and my view of the church. The body of Christ, as we know, is made up of many parts. No one person is the entire body of Christ except Jesus himself. And we are all given gifts to help the body of Christ function. No person is given all the gifts. We all have our own certain gifts. Sometimes we have a few gifts, but each of us have certain gifts that God wants us to use in this world. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul talks about a few of those gifts. Let's see here. He talks about to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom. To another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. And there are more gifts that Paul listed and in some of his other books. Many of you have taken spiritual gift inventories or seen them. There's gifts of martyrdom, gifts of service, gifts of pastoral ministries, so many gifts out there. And as Paul kind of reads off all these different gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, he says, but strive for the greater gifts. Seek after those things that can be used for people in special and very helpful ways. Paul's encouraging the people to hold on to their gifts, to embrace them, and to use them for the common good of the Spirit. Now, this particular scripture, chapter 12 or 31, John Calvin says should really be a part of chapter 13. I think it makes a very perfect transition. Paul says, strive for the greater gifts, but he says, I will show you a still more excellent way. And then he leads into about love. He talks about, I could be prophetic, but I'm just a noisy symbol if I don't have love. He talks about if I can have faith and that can remove mountains, but if I don't have love, it means nothing. I can give all my permission, all my possessions to the poor. I can sacrifice my body, but if I don't do it in love, I gain nothing. You see, for Paul, love is a gift that God gives to each of us, but love is not like the gifts where every person has a different gift. Love is given to every part of the body. And all of our gifts that we have, Paul says, need to be done within the knowledge and the base of love, controlling and influencing all that we do. For Paul, the gift of love is not relegated to just one part of the body. The gift of love is for every single part of the body. And for Paul, it's not about boasting about the gifts that you have. It's not saying, hey, look at me, you know, I'm really good at, well, for example, when I was 11, I received a gift for Christmas. Hit sticks. Anyone know what hit sticks are? There's a couple there. Any hit stick knowers? It was an electronic device, that looked like drumsticks, and there were wires that came out of the back that connected to a speaker system that you wore on your belt. And you can take the hit sticks and you can pound them in the air, and they would make drumming sounds. I love that toy. It was fan. I boasted and bragged about my hit sticks for well, at least a week. I think they broke after that. They weren't very, very well made. And I used to hit a lot of things with them. Probably even my siblings at times with them too. I loved them. My parents were very sad that they got them for me because they made a lot of noise. We can boast and brag, but what's the point if we don't use what we have out of love? We can say, I'm so good at this, but if we use it out of a sense of self-conceit, out of a sense of self-righteousness, now we do nothing but harm to ourselves and to those around us. Jesus says, use the gifts that we have in order to love one another. Use them out of sense and love. So the question then is for Paul, what is love? And what does love look like? So he goes on to explain it in verse 4, 5, 6, 7, and part of 8. Love is patient and kind. And it's not envious or boastful or arrogant, or it's not rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. When I read this at a wedding ceremony, I look at the bride and groom as I'm reading this, and I see their eyes get real, you know, doughy, happy. You know, oh, this is so sweet. It's so wonderful. It's fantastic. Isn't this just the sweetest thing that you've ever heard? But then I look out into the audience, those who came to support the bride and groom, and those who've been married for a long time, and I see the heads start to go down and think, oh, boy, that's not the kind of love I've experienced or shared at all. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying that to understand that the kind of love that is listed here in 1 Corinthians 13 and the description of it, it's not easy. Have you ever, in all of your loving situations as friend, spouse, mother, father, aunt, uncle, in all of your loving situations, have you always been patient? Has your love always been kind? Has it never been rude or insisted on its own way or never irritable or, I mean, at the very same time that 1 Corinthians 13 is written to show us how it is that we should love one another, 1 Corinthians 13 also describes for us God's love in our own lives. That this is the way that Christ loves us. Christ is patient and kind, not boastful or arrogant or rude or envious or insists on his own way or irritable or resentful or wrong. None of this stuff. Anything that we do in our lives never diminishes Christ's love for us. It is something, especially in verse 8, Christ's love never ends. 1 Corinthians 13 is not only listed as an instructional for our benefit as to how we should do it, but it's also a source of encouragement. This is what we experience through Jesus in our own lives. And through that, we then should love those around us in this way, to the best of our ability, striving after these things. In 1 Corinthians 14, 1, pursue love and strive for the spiritual gifts. This is who we're to be as the church, as individuals, and lovers of Christ, to love in this way and to constantly strive after these things so that others may experience love as it is supposed to be. You know, I thank God that God is with me and helping me through every step of the way and journey of life. So I pray that as a church in Trafford and wherever we find ourselves as part of that church, that we can, in all that we do, come from a point of love, and knowing that Christ has given what we need to do just that. And so I leave you with this benediction. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Today and always, in the name of Jesus, amen and amen.